and welcome back to The Composer's Life. My name is Nadia. I'm your host. And this podcast is all about a composer, well, composers in general, and what they do and what composing is and all of that good stuff. So just a little bit about myself. I'm a composer about to graduate from Berklee College of Music with a degree in film scoring. So this is just all about things I've learned, things that I'm learning, my journey, and eventually interviews with other composers. So please listen to it and follow or rate 5 stars so other people can find it as well if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. And that way people will be able to find it as well. So hope you like it. Just a little update because I've been wanting to give updates in every episode just about what I'm up to. I don't really have any specific composing projects I'm working on right now. I just, like I said last week, I just finished a couple of student films. So since my episode, well, before my episode, I've just been trying to practice piano more often. In the episode last week, I talked about mastering an instrument and learning music on it will, you know, and how that can help you be a better composer yourself. So I've just been trying to practice piano more often so I can follow that advice myself that I'm giving, and just putting more of an effort to learn technique and stuff again. So basically, I auditioned for Berklee with piano. And the first 4 semesters at Berklee, you do instrument lessons. But after that, you really go into your degree. And unless you're majoring in performance, you don't really have time to play your instrument after that, which is, you know, it's unfortunate, unless you really put time aside and stuff. So it's been a while since I've sat down to actually practice piano. I use it a lot when I compose, and I still like sit down and play on it every so often. But I'm really putting an effort into actually practicing it. And it's been so nice to just lose myself in learning pieces of music again, which I've really loved doing. So anyways, to get into what I want to talk about today, I just kind of wanted to have a short and sweet, simple message about having faith in what you're doing and your abilities and staying diligent in what you'd like to pursue as a composer. No matter what your goals are or what you're trying to accomplish, whether it be your career or just a hobby, you know, it's just having faith that what you're creating is worth something and will be important to someone else. There's a book that I recently read on being creative and being an artist and showing your work and just what you have to give to the world. It's called The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. So I really enjoyed this book, and I would definitely suggest anyone who's an artist, especially a composer, to read it. He is an author himself and an artist. So the language he uses and the way he talks, it really spoke to me and how I think about things. And I loved how he described everything. And the book is really about, you know, just your mental struggles and challenges that you face as an artist with just even sitting down to do any creative work, and how to get past that and how to choose to create, basically. And it's just a great book, so I definitely suggest it. But I was just thinking while reading it about how difficult it can be to pursue a career like composing. You don't always have a job unless you work at a company that specifically composes, you know, music for different companies. I don't know, like video games and stuff. But other than that, you know, you kind of get jobs as they come and apply for them yourself. And it's a very like freelance entrepreneur type of life. And it can be very difficult to do that. There are so many questions that come up, like, should I go to school? Is what I'm creating good? And I say that with quotation marks. Is what I'm spending my time on helping me? Like, what should I be learning or focusing on? Because there really are so many things to learn in music. And it can be difficult as well when you don't know when you're going to have a paycheck, or how, you know, how things are going, or if people are going to like what you're making. And so, yeah, it can be difficult, you know, to have a whole life built around something that sometimes feels like you don't really know, you know, what's going to come from it. And, you know, sometimes I feel like with the efforts I'm putting in, I feel like I'm trying to put a set of Legos, like build a certain set in the dark. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess today I'll like study this and I'll write this and I guess I'll plan to do this and this. But sometimes I'm like, what is this going to do anything for me? And it's easy to find myself just questioning everything I'm working on. And then, you know, you add on top of it, is anyone even going to like this piece of music? Like, is it going to appeal to anyone? So those are like very normal composer questions for me to have. And I've talked to other people who I think have the same feelings. It's not something we talk about very much, but I think we're all in the same boat when it comes to creating stuff. So anyways, sorry, just trying to find where I'm at. But yeah, in this book, The War of Art, he just talks about how every person has like a life mission, basically. We all know deep down what we truly want to do and what we could do to help the world and for ourselves. It's just a matter of choosing to do it or not. And I think many times it's based off of the talents that we have and the interests that we have in life. So he just talks about finding and pursuing what you want to do and the struggles that come with that. But what I want to focus on is, you know, when you're writing music and you know that you want to compose, you know. And I think the question is, should I pursue that though? And yeah, like I've just said, it's a difficult decision to make. And there are a lot of things that you question as you go along. So I just loved the last page of the book. And I'm actually going to read it because it really brought everything together for me. And I was like, yes, what I'm doing is worth something. And it is going somewhere and it's helping someone in some way. So I'm going to start reading it now. It starts, "If you were meant to cure cancer or write a symphony or crack cold fusion and you don't do it, you not only hurt yourself, even destroy yourself. You hurt your children. You hurt me. You hurt the planet. You shame the angels who watch over you, and you spite the Almighty who created you and only you with your unique gifts for the sole purpose of nudging the human race 1 millimeter further along its path back to God. Creative work is not a selfish act or a bid for attention on the part of the actor. It's a gift to the world and every being in it. Don't cheat us of your contribution. Give us what you've got." So I just thought that last page was so beautiful. And even if you don't necessarily believe in God, if everybody did what they truly felt inside that they should do and pursue in terms of dreams and things that could help the world, just imagine how wonderful the world would be, how much better it would be. So I think, you know, as an artist and a creator and a composer, just remember that what you have to contribute is important. It doesn't matter how famous you are, how big your audience is, or whatever it might be that you're concerned about. What you have going on in your head and whatever inspires you and you're creating, it's not there for nothing. There's a purpose to it and there's a point. And you never know when something you create and put out there is going to touch someone else. So make time and make space for it, pursue it, and give it energy because it's going to go places that you don't even know. So I just wanted to have that short thought today that no matter what questions or struggles you might be going through with, you know, whether or not you should create something or do something or pursue it, just go for it because you just don't know what can come from it and stick with it, you know, like you have to put time and work and energy into it. And, you know, even for myself, where I don't necessarily like have a job or anything yet, we just have to keep going and keep pushing and keep learning. And everything we do will amount to something and will mean something in the world. So that's all I have for you today. I hope that you enjoyed this episode and I will talk to you guys next week.